tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the season finale of Castle Season 7. I got my backup dancers over here. All right, look at them go. Oh, yeah. So, like I said, welcome. This is the season finale of Castle Season 7, Episode 23, Hollander's Wood. If you guys are watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to AfterBuzz TV. And if you're listening to us on iTunes or SoundCloud, make sure to rate us 5 stars and comment down below and say hello to all of us. My name is Heather Joy Smith, and you can find me on Twitter at Heather Joy Smith.
Hey, you guys. I'm JJ Snyder. Great to see you. Hello, Germany. Oi, Brazil. I'm J2 Snyder on Instagram and Twitter, apparently.
Apparently?
Yeah.
I'm Alexis Torres. You can find me where all Alexis Torres are sold on the interwebs as atorres890. And I love that even though I have a little bit of red showing, we are all wearing black to say goodbye.
We're in mourning, guys.
For season 7.
The last
seven.
Episode.
We should have had that song be, it's so hard
No, because then I will cry and I can't get through it.
Doesn't stay in one place anymore? Yeah, we're a little bit melancholy, but excited also. Well, yeah. First of all, really excited because there is a season 8.
Yay!
Oh my God, the studio audience joined in. They're
thanks, guys. Well, I couldn't do it without you.
Yeah. So exciting, you guys. So season 8 is going to happen.
Yep.
So, you know, this episode, though, was filmed before that announcement. And mm-hmm. So they kind of had to wrap things up, but not really wrap things up, but still wrap things up.
I know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. It's kind of weird how they film things without knowing if there's going to be a next season.
Or do some of them know? Do some of the producers know or know not at all? It's just, it's
strange.
It's like
strange.
A funny middle ground. Mm-hmm. And yet, we still are being, we're being teased a little bit, right? Because we don't know about Stana.
Exactly.
Yes.
We don't know where her career is going to be next season.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because even though do we know if she signed up for season 8 yet? I don't know if there was confirmation.
We don't know.
But I mean, it also kind of makes sense if she doesn't sign up for it. Not because the fact that I'm saying that Stana shouldn't be in it, but because let's say if she does go for her new role, maybe she can't be at the precinct all the time. Mm-hmm. So maybe we might be following other things. Maybe
her new role as a New York senator.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk about it too early.
Oh, I see. Oh, I'm sorry. I just laid it out for you.
It's okay.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Spoiler alert.
But yeah, so it was more along the lines of it makes sense. Maybe she can't do the whole season 8 because she might be doing other stuff. Maybe Castle might be hanging out with the boys more this next mm-hmm. season. We don't really know.
Okay, and I threw out my opinion to Heather before the show tonight. Now, I just think they know, the producers know,
yeah,
and they're stringing us along with the announcement of Stana signing. That's my guess. I don't know. I have no idea.
You know what? We talked about this before we even watched this episode. But
episode.
That too.
Episode. the episode. That last season, the season finale. Shut up. Last season, they left us with this huge cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. And
I know.
And it was like, you know, all of us were like, oh my goodness, like, I need to know what happens now. Where I feel like this season
just kind of tied it up with a bow and sent us on our way.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a little mm-hmm. bit more like, okay, well, we'll see you season 8. You know, it's not like I'm dying to know right now. But still going to be interesting.
You know, when you end a season, like any series in general, with something so dramatic as what happened last season, don't mm-hmm. you think, like, you can't do that every season finale?
I know some shows that do that every season.
But don't you think it's almost like, oh, come on, guys?
I mean, it depends, yeah, because I feel like Game of Thrones kind of does that, and, like, I think House of Cards sometimes does it. Like, pretty big.
House of Cards.
Yeah, seriously. That's always just like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, I am kind of glad that it was kind of a nice ending. You know, mm-hmm. I love how it even ended up with them just like, oh, there's just another murder. Right. Wah, wah, and like leave. But I, at the same time, I could have used like maybe just a tiny bit of excitement, but we didn't know, or they didn't know that season 8 was going to happen.
Exactly.
So I kind of get it.
So let's talk about this episode.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of started out with this murder with the woman who has crosses on her face. She's like bleeding everywhere. And the truck driver said that he had seen somebody kind of like almost ghost-like with a mask on and like black, like blood like drips on it with the crosses. Like, so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And Castle instantly is like, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was...
Didn't expect that.
That was so cool. In the hospital room when the trucker was talking, the red-haired trucker. And and Castle was so... His level of recall, it was so intense. And Beckett tuned into it right away.
Yeah.
And it was... I mean, that was like... That was awesome acting, right? Because he wasn't saying anything.
Exactly.
But you could, like, feel.
Yeah, and even though... I don't know if they were trying or it's just Nathan Fillion being a good actor, but you could notice that the color left his face mm-hmm. as soon as they started talking about
really?
It.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That might just be me because I'm a super nerd fan, but, like, I always noticed that when... This whole season with the whole... His disappearance and stuff, every time he had a scene where something of that kind of came back, the color from his face kind of washed out.
Maybe he just stopped breathing.
Maybe. I don't know what the trick is. I just noticed it. I don't know if they're like, cut, and then like throw some powder on there to make him a little bit pale, and then, all right, continue.
Interesting observation.
Yeah, but that's what I noticed, and I did like, I mean, Kate and Castle have been kind of, not together, but at least been in the same vicinity for 7 years, so I feel like... She should be able to pick up on that real quick, though.
Yeah. Yep,
she did.
But did anybody else feel like the beginning of this was just a straight-up horror movie?
Yes.
I was
totally.
At first, I thought he was just talking about a novel, and then he goes, and then the girl gets hit by a truck. Like, that's what I was expecting. But no, of course, it was an actual murder, so I liked kind of how they did that. You know?
Yeah. And it was 30 years ago that the same situation happened with Castle. And for him to, like, realize that, like, so vividly, I guess... If you did see something like that, that would kind of stick in your mind for 30 years.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like it was very vivid in his mind of what had happened and how things felt and how things looked and how the girl looked.
And it seems like then he went on to say that those details that he recalled, and they were specific things. It was, you know, it was the temperature of the girl's skin.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely the mask and the voice.
Yeah.
So scary.
The voice,
when the mask guy snatched him off the log. Remember, they replayed that a couple times?
So, yeah.
I was going to ask about that. Did you guys feel like this episode was shot differently than any other episode you've seen? Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Do you guys think, when I was looking at
really
that.
Cool.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe they're going to shoot it maybe for season 8 that way. Maybe they were testing
it. That'd be cool. It was very, like. I don't know how to describe, like, yeah, it's just like. Quicker.
It seemed like the actors were really close into the camera. And the camera, and we saw it again when they were at the house.
Because most of their action scenes are usually just shoot straight on of them running.
Yes.
Yeah. But this one they were like testing different angles. They fixed the filter. It was kind of bluish.
Yes.
This season, this episode, it was kind of weird, but at the same time, I was totally on board about it.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you guys felt.
No, I was on board. It wasn't like, oh no, they're doing something different. I don't like it. It was like, whoa, this is cool.
Yeah.
I bet you it was like a boost for the season finale.
Oh, I bet.
Oh yeah, totally. That was my second thing. I was like, it's either A, they're testing it for shooting reasons for the next season, or they just amped it up for the season finale, which totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciated it. And at the same time...
Hey, can I... While we're talking about production value, Gopher Pod here said, it was scary. Shout out to Robert Duncan for the awesome music, which actually made this episode even creepier.
Yeah,
so I guess they had a different
person
on the music.
I noticed it. Every time when he had, like... I don't know if this was part of it, but every time he had his flashback, they would amp up the creepy music.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, this is nice. I like this.
Yeah. Interesting. So then we come to find out that the Jane Smith ends up being Emma Malloy, and her father, Frank Malloy, they go and they visit and they, you know, ask about the situation and all of that stuff. And so this also brings us to the white Corolla with the New York City license plate with the XZ and the NYC sticker in it, which then leads them to pretty much, I feel like, unraveling this entire
episode. Pretty much. And, mm-hmm. like, not the most action-packed part of it, but a big majority of the action-pack of the episode was getting into that creepy house. And the one thing that the three of us, you know, were talking about was, like, of course, when we find our poor little Connie Lewis.
Connie Lewis,
Sorry, I was trying to look at the board because her name's up there. The fact that one... The one thing I've
good old Connie Lewis.
Yeah, the one thing I brought up was like, if she's been dead for this long, why is there no smell?
Yeah,
because I mean, they knew she was there. They can hear the TV, but I was like, if a body's been dead for 3 years, I feel like it'd be rank.
Did you guys think that? Yeah. So, the only thing I thought is okay. So you know a body smells when it first dies. Mm-hmm. So after 3 years,
maybe it just goes away.
And when it mm-hmm. like. It was a little bit beef jerky happening.
Yeah, maybe because it wasn't fresh as much as creepy as we're talking about a dead body right now. I mean, it does make sense because she looked mummified at one point.
She did.
The TV was still on. That was creepy.
Well, that's because I thought it was super creepy.
I thought at first I was like, okay, well, whoever killed her just left the TV on and left her there. Or she died and left the TV on. But then, come to find out, Noah, her son, is like basically living in this house.
That was so weird that he shot...
With the escape hatch.
Yeah. Yes. He like shot them through the closet because they can hear his cell phone. And then they go into the closet and they find out that he was in the basement and he was just crawling out.
Yeah.
As soon as they did that shot from panning down to where he's trying to like shiv his body out of the basement, the whole scene completely changed. You saw them running, the angle from a lower angle of Esposito and Ryan and running. It was crazy, and I was just like, what's gonna happen?
They're like leaping over things and the camera's going with them.
See, if we had Seamus or John here now, we could get like background on how that happens.
I would love to know how that worked out and how different it was to get. I mean, they usually do action scenes, but that one was totally different, and I really appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this guy Noah, he is Connie's son.
Did you just get a chill?
Yes.
Me too. He was so creepy.
You know
what? But I love it because, not to
the actor was that creepy.
Carlos, I can't say your last name. I'm so sorry. Said a little Norman Beatty. Like a little Norman Beatty.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the first thing I thought. It was like Psycho. Keeping the dead mom's body in the house.
Barajas.
Thank you.
So great.
Hola, Carlos.
So, So he actually, Noah was institutionalized by his mom a few years ago because he's so crazy.
I mean, it made sense when they found out that he was staying at a mental hospital. I was like, oh, he totally did it.
Yeah. I had such a wave of sympathy for the mom. I thought, oh my gosh, you have this child, you raise it, and then the child is sick and it kills you. Oh, that's just the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the worst.
It was so terrible. And then keeps your dead body. Like, that's
just so gross. So they end up finding out that Noah Lewis's
Beverly Williams was like, I heard that the smell of death lasts forever, but they need a lot of Febreze
to cover that up.
You're so right.
So yes.
So right.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, that's fantastic.
Castle finale brought to you by Febreze.
Sponsor.
So Dr. Holtzman ends up being Noah's psychologist. And so he's like the one treating him and stuff. And so when Kate and Castle end up going to interview this guy to like find out about Noah and, you know, his history of mental health and stuff.
Yeah.
In a very established hospital.
Yes.
Did anyone else get kind of a weird vibe from when he came up? Not killer vibe, but
just
like.
Just creepy.
Something wrong with you, bro.
That actor just had the weirdest, like, he was so straight laced.
Dead eyes. That's
on
what
one
I saw.
Hand. Yeah. And yet. It was just what a dynamic actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like just very well done.
Woo!
Especially his speech inside the office.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I completely had, as my grandma would say, I had goosenips all up and down my body.
So I wrote something down from what he said in his little speech. He says, "You know, some people hide behind a mask. The man." He had to pretend to be every day.
I know.
So basically he's talking about himself. Mm-hmm. Like,
certainly.
You know, he's this killer, but he's pretending to be this psychiatrist, put on a mask basically every day and go to work.
Yep.
Like, you're all fine and
because
good.
Because I mean, you want, sorry,
no,
to
no,
expand on what he said. He said because maybe the killer wants his victim to see how evil he is and to what be afraid of it or acknowledge it before they die.
Of the mask, because the mask is even scarier than his face.
That's some stuff right there.
Just freaking out, Alexis over there.
No, because like if you the way that he looked at Castle when he was giving the speech, it was straight on, no emotion, mm-hmm. completely just straight face, and I was just like, oh my god, there's something wrong with him.
It was believable enough though that that I could believe Beckett wouldn't. You know, catch on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The actor didn't, like, you know, super, like, well, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, like, it was...
That's what makes it scary.
It was like a psychopath.
Yeah, yes. That's exactly what it was. I can't remember what documentary it was, but they say the ones that have, like, psychopathic kind of tendencies are the ones that you will never notice. Because they're so quiet and they act as the most normal out of anybody. And I was like, huh. Like, because he seemed just fine.
He seemed
just
normal.
Yeah, to a point of. Until that whole speech. And I was like, yep, he did it. We're done. Yeah. We found the killer. And it killed me that Ryan and Esposito just jump on the bandwagon. I was like, Castle, that was 30 years ago. Do you really know what you're talking about, bro? Mm-hmm. Like, really, bro? And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Stop
well,
it.
We had, yeah, Castle got a lot of, kind of, what's
flack.
The word?
Flack. Yeah,
all right, I'll take that. He got a lot of flack from Ryan and Espo in this. And there was that moment where he really got a little mad, and at Beckett, too.
I don't blame him.
I was like, you guys, you're not supporting me.
I'm glad that Beckett came back and apologized, though.
I agree.
Yes, that was sweet.
That was.
I forgave her.
I did, too.
I did. Yeah. I can't stay mad at her for too long. Yeah. Melissa Campello, I hope I said that correctly, Campello, he was worse than the triple killer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, technically
it's sneaky-ish.
Yeah. Like, at least with the triple killer, you kind of just knew that, like, okay, you're always up to no good. But this guy, he has to deal with patients every day. Mm. He could totally get away with stuff like that. And,
He totally used somebody else as kind of his front man.
Called it because that's the perfect alibi is to take people who don't really know, understand their actions and, twist. And I can't not discriminate. What is it? Deceive them to get their dirty work done for him.
Yep.
It made sense.
Yeah,
it was creepy.
I bet he found out like how to do things from his patients.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
They're so twisted, too.
Right?
Yeah, not on not on completely to put it on their fault. That's just
at all.
No, no. That's
but you
what
know,
I
in
meant.
His mind, he's probably thinking, "That's a good idea.
I'm gonna try that for the next one."
Yeah,
and again, not to keep moving on here, but like when Castle got to the barn and he found the book.
Oh, let's just go to the barn.
Yeah.
The barn.
Okay, go for it.
JJ really liked the barn.
I did.
Not the creepiness of it, just the fact that it looked really nice on the outside.
And it had like circus animals on the inside.
Yeah.
Did you check that out?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of little trinkets in there.
It was just like, you know, the inside of the guy's twisted mind.
Yeah.
Was that barn.
That is a really good...
You're
I didn't
right.
even think about that.
Thank
Look
you.
At you, JJ.
Thank you.
I like that. It's really funny because when I was looking around that barn, I know some good friends of mine work at a giant proper house in Culver City, and it looks like that in certain areas. They have like a whole section of just puppets and dolls, and I'm like...
Oh, I know that. It's on Venice.
Yes. The hand prop room.
Oh, that is the coolest place to visit you've ever seen. Some of these Hollywood prop rooms, guys.
If you're ever in California, they do tours for free, and you can just walk around, and they have literally everything you can think of. I'm not a sponsor. I'm just saying.
And it's so neat, and you think you walk through these hallways of just stuff, you know, and you think, oh, man, I wonder what shows that's been in. I wonder what movie that's been in. And
I got to see the props for Dark Knight. Because they did a bunch of, they have like Gotham badges and things, and it's so cool. Check them out.
Yeah.
But yes, sorry, barn.
Go back to the barn. Go ahead.
The barn.
So we find out that, I don't remember whose property. Was it the doctor's property?
Yeah, it was the doctor's property.
So they decide to, actually, no, we can't get into the barn yet because we got to talk about Kate's meeting.
Did we skip over that?
Okay, but anyway.
We'll come back.
So we get to the barn, and Kate decides to stay in the car as backup, and Castle, I don't know where he found this giant, not scissors, what are they called? Priors, I guess? I don't know what they're called. But he found those, and he opened the bar, which was locked, which was like a huge indication, like, oh, what are you trying to hiding there, doctor? So he walks around, and he finds the mask, which really freaked him out, and I was like, oh, there it is. Post-traumatic stress disorder right there.
Yep.
And he sees that there's, which was really cool, the fingerprints on top of the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, he definitely uses that drawer a lot and found this giant photo album So creepy. Of his victims, where there was a nice picture of them, and then there's the picture of what he did to them after. That was a terrible thing. But I didn't notice that most serial killers have trophies of their murder victims.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
So that was really cool. Kate, like, he probably has trophies. And I was like, oh, I hate that they use that word, but that's exactly what
hey,
the
guys,
word is.
Did we ever find out the symbolism of the cross he would put on cheeks?
No.
I guess that we never really
yeah, they kind of just talked about it really quick in the beginning and then never came back to
it didn't correspond with his mask, did it?
In the middle
he had a cross formation on it.
That's enough of Italian for me. Okay, so we're in the barn and Castle's looking around. We don't know yet who's there.
You have Kate on the phone. If you notice that the barn door closes, barn door just closed. Yeah. I don't know what to do. And then waits, like, as the mask is already gone, he's inside. I'm like, you should have said this 5 minutes ago. Yeah. Castle, you're always getting in trouble.
And then we were all trapped. We were all trapped in that barn with him.
We were. I felt like we were trapped in the barn with him.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
JJ was so scared. She was sitting there going, oh my God, it's going to be bad. He's going to get hurt. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
I mean, you know, if they wanted to shock us in this season finale, they would have had him, like, in the hospital.
It was so gross when he took the knife and he was like, cutting his neck.
I couldn't.
And then he's like, Kate, and he like reaches his hand out, and I was like, what is she gonna do? Pull him out?
That's what I thought that she was gonna pull him out.
Okay, wait. Let's don't say what happened yet, because I honestly thought for a second when he reached his hand out, you saw his wedding ring, and it was like so sentimental.
I thought
like he was gonna say goodbye. I mean, I just. Well, it was possible. You know what I mean? It was possible.
Can you imagine now that you're saying that? I can totally see the scene all over again of him reaching and going, "I love you," and then stab.
Yeah,
you guys.
I don't want to say it's true, but it would have. I mean, he wouldn't have died. He just would have gotten hurt, and then she would have used her giant boot and like kicked down the door and totally saved him. But I was not expecting him to take the gun and just point blank.
Oh my God!
Was it 5 shots?
Oh, yeah.
I screamed. I was like, ah, yeah.
That was awesome.
Carlos brings up that he would have liked to see this bad guy as an arc for season 8. Kind of like the triple killer where he kind of comes in and out. But I feel like that would have been...
He's pretty dead.
He's pretty dead. He died in the barn.
He's dead, guys.
He done died. And then the breaking of the mask, which was porcelain, by the way, which is quite surprising.
I was shocked.
I didn't think it was porcelain. I definitely thought it was going to be like plastic.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm glad it was, like, shattered all over
the
place.
That was so cool.
Now, I'm going to ask this to Alexis because I think she's kind of the historian as far as the Castle episodes
sure
go. But when was the last time we saw Castle shoot somebody? It's been a while.
Probably, I think there was an episode last season, I think. And if not, definitely when Kate was going through her mother.
Yeah.
So that was a couple seasons ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's definitely...
It's unusual.
Weird. Yeah, it's very unusual to see him holding a gun in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So I totally think that every time it's a very special moment, but also a very scary moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, was he... No, he didn't have a gun in the beginning of the season, because when he was kind of not all there, when he got taken in the video, I didn't know if he had a gun, but I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either.
But yeah.
Is this a good time to segue into talking about their hair?
Sure. Yes. I guess so.
Because
what would you
JJ, JJ's on my mind. We talked about her hair. We talked about Kate's hair last week.
Well, guys, I'd like to say that I thought this was an especially good hair episode. Kate in particular had really excellent hair.
I think the
hair department was like kicking things up a notch because they knew it was the season finale. And Martha also had really good hair. Well, she had especially good hair.
Yeah, had really good hair.
Did you notice even when she was inside the precinct and her hair was kind of like one behind the ear and hanging over?
I was like, dang, you're looking good.
You know what? That's how I want to see her hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, especially her hair. I mean, again, not to jump ahead, but her hair at the banquet.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
It was kind of up and it shapely around her face.
Just working it.
Yeah.
Working it.
And Beckett's red dress looked really good on her.
They all looked really good.
They all looked so good at that table.
Mm. And we saw Juliana Dever there.
I know. It's so nice to see her.
Ryan's wife.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
We send our love.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's
They're already bringing up stuff. Sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
Let's go back a little bit.
Yes.
Let's talk about Kate now because we kind of wrapped that whole murder up. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Kate. We just wrapped it up with five shots. Okay.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah. So Kate, this episode, she took her captain's exam, waiting for the results of that, and she gets called in early, 3 months early. To go meet with them.
We were all nervous.
And we're like, what the heck?
Because she said her detective instinct said it was not good.
Not good. Well, that's kind of a weird thing, It's 3 months early. If it's good, you can just wait it out or just tell Sir or whatever. But it's like, seemed like it was something bad because no one knew what was going on.
Because even the captain's sources or inside sources said that they wouldn't tell her anything.
Which now makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to tip her off.
No, and it made sense. And if Cap was involved, she would obviously have to put on a face.
Yeah.
So oh, right.
Exactly.
It makes sense.
But I was nervous because nervous because it was the season finale. What are they gonna do?
I remember while we were watching, guys, that I thought she was gonna get fired. And
I did too.
No.
Yeah. But no. So she goes in, she sits down, and this guy, all of us were so livid. We like wanted to punch this guy in the face.
I wanted to punch a wall so bad.
Alexis was getting so heated, you guys, in the room.
I was doing one of these.
Yeah, she was like, I'm going to blow through this TV right now.
I just wanted to high five him in the face with a chair. I just wanted to do it so bad.
He was so harsh and such a jerk.
Such a jerk.
And the other guy next to him didn't say anything, which came kind of weird.
That you pointed that out, because I was like, isn't he going to throw in some extra shade in there?
Chime in like, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was so, we even remarked about how intimidating that room was. Like, oh my God, like her chair's so little and they're at this giant, like, judge's desk, basically.
Oh my God, it was terrible.
It was just, like, set up for her to feel like such a small person. Yeah. And, like, they're, like, the big shots and she's nobody. And so set up like that, for us to, be like, geez.
And the thing about what he said too, it was basically like, if you want to take a normal person who's doing pretty good at their job, let's just say, and you want to take, I'm going to pick out the things that you've done bad, and then I'm going to really exaggerate them and make you sound, I'm going to rewrite your story. I'm going to make you sound like you're bad, a bad detective and a bad person.
Which I thought that's what they were trying to do.
Oh, man, totally.
That last line killed me where he's like, and you're just always on your back. And I was
And at that point, I was like, and now this is getting sexist?
Oh, yeah. I was sitting there going, you have no idea. Kate, use your giant heels. Kick him in the face.
I know, and I was going, say something. Okay, so then she starts to walk away.
So then
away.
She walks around.
But she stopped.
And then she's like,
I love that. She just stopped, kind of like, really thought about it. And she's like, you're wrong. And I was like, yes.
And then we're like, Go Kate. And she
crazy.
Just gives to them right back. Like, no, this is why I'm a leader. This is why I should be in charge of everybody. This is why I've done such a great job. Mm-hmm. And really threw it right back in their faces.
She did. And in a much gentler style, though, than was given to her.
Exactly.
Like, she wasn't angry.
No. But she laid grounded. All her points out. Yeah. She was very calm about it, but was very like, no, this, I'm going to stand up for myself.
Yep.
Good
for
her.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mean, as much as, this can go for any job that you have, if you know that you're wrongfully accused in any way, shape, or form, you should obviously, as much as it's creepy because it's like, oh, or not creepy, but it seems kind of standoffish because this is your boss. Mm-hmm. But anytime, as my mom or my dad would always tell me, like, if you know that you're right, just push for it. The worst thing that could happen is if you leave this terrible job that thinks that you're doing terrible things.
Exactly.
And I was like, especially with Kate's position, totally. She has a 7-year rap sheet that shows I have done really awesome. Well, a little bit more than that because before Castle got there.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, she's been doing great and she should be proud of that. And that's exactly what she did. And she was proud of being a wifey to Castle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Yeah. She was like, he stood by me.
Yeah. So then the other guy who's sitting there who didn't say anything
the first time. The other suit guy.
Yeah, the other suit.
I just wanted to call him Suits.
On the left.
Suits. Says basically like, you stood up for yourself.
Well, we're glad you did.
This is what we wanted from you. And I hate
do that.
When they do that. Yeah.
Trick-a-rooney.
Just to get a rile out of you,
But in a way, it was like a really good test. Because what were they going to do if she just walked out?
they probably wouldn't have, she wouldn't have gotten the job.
That's what I think the scenario was supposed to be too, which is kind of fascinating.
It is.
Yeah. But I think they knew Kate enough that she was going to do it. So it would have been weird if she was just like, I guess this wasn't for me. And it was just a giant sign like, okay, that's not the candidate we're looking for. Let's move on to the next one.
Exactly.
And as much as it would probably kill her that she didn't get it. I mean, technically, she would have became captain because she passed her exam.
Exactly.
So that would have been fine, but they were looking for someone for Senate.
Yeah. Oh, do you? I felt like they weren't even going to let her be captain.
No, I feel when she said that on her results that she aced it with flying colors, they were looking for someone who would be more for a Senate. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I feel like that would be messed up of them to be like, oh, yeah, you can't be captain either.
I mean, because they kind of left it vague, though, when she turned around. They're like, we don't think you're qualified to be captain, and we don't even think you're qualified to be detective.
No.
So I was like, so where does she stand?
That was just a scare tactic.
I get it.
She would have gotten captain.
So then we all gave her a nice...
Oh, yeah, we clapped.
We all clapped while watching.
Good on. There you go. Thank you, studio audience. You get it.
She deserved it.
She did. That was a rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a rough like 2 minutes that for me.
And a really good scene acting wise. Yeah. Just like a really especially good that, scene.
From especially all parties.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, that guy really got under my skin and I was like, you mother fracker.
Yeah.
How dare you.
What a cool role to have.
Amen.
So, last but not least, let's talk about Castle and his great achievement that he got this episode. He was awarded an award for being a mystery writer, and
the Poe's Pen Award.
Yes,
I wrote it down. Yeah,
wasn't that
such a cool little?
Yeah,
trophy.
I was like, God, if they can give that away to a fan, I would totally apply for that.
So it was like an inkwell and a pen.
Yeah, and that's why I thought it was really cool. And I like that they got Michael Connelly.
Yes,
Michael Connelly,
who's a great writer.
So cool,
mystery writer, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Because the only thing I know that the biggest thing off the top of my head is The Lincoln Lawyer with Matthew McConaughey. But I know he's done other books. I just can't think of them.
I wonder if he's a fan of the show.
I wouldn't doubt that. He's a writer.
Yeah. I'm sure he wouldn't go on it if he wasn't.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or maybe he and Nathan are buddies. You never know.
Nathan knows too many people off the top of my head. So it totally made sense. Before we really get into the award, I definitely want to bring up, not to throw in more ego stuff, but Alexis. I really like the fact that she came up to her dad, who, even though he's kind of... overthinking where he became a writer, that she was like, well, you already had your bestseller book when you were my age. I'm in my junior year of college and I don't know where I'm going. And I feel like a lot of people who I have a lot of, not siblings, but younger relatives who were also in their junior to senior year going, I don't know what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And I really like that, you know, he gave her advice and really, you know, opened that up, because I feel like a lot of young adults in this age have a hard time following their dreams because it's either what their parents want or they can't afford it or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I like that they kind of threw that in there.
I'm going to add in a couple points that I think were interesting in that scene too, is that one of the things he said is that it will find you.
Exactly.
It might find you. Mm. And that's always interesting when you're not looking for something and something... You know, a person will naturally gravitate towards their interests.
Yeah.
And then the other thing he said that was interesting, well, it was just very loving that he said, and you're already fabulous. So
exactly.
You want to be fabulous, but you already are. But still, a little bit hard to follow in the footsteps of a father who is an award-winning author.
It totally makes sense.
Right?
Right, exactly. I mean, that's got to be hard because he knew what he wanted to do at age 11. His mom, her grandma... has had this great Broadway career, passionate.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like this is another way for her to see it as, okay, my family is very accomplished. That means that, one, I don't have to follow in their footsteps. I can do my own thing. And even if I don't make it big, I know that it will be big for me.
Totally.
So I feel like even though, yes, she has a big shoes to fill, she can have her own shoes to fill, and they can become big when her kids are born.
Exactly.
Which is funny, speaking
She'll
of kids.
She'll be a role model.
our chat room, they're picking out baby names for season 8.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's hear them real quick.
Well, right now, apparently, someone says Joanna.
Okay.
Someone said Cosmo. That's Susanna. Mm-hmm. One of them's going to be Cosmo, and everyone's like, no, not Cosmo, and it's just a giant argument in the chat. You guys are hilarious.
We see them.
But Joanna's a pretty name. I'd be okay with that. Joanna Castle. JoJo Castle.
JoJo.
JoJo.
JoJo Castle.
But I don't know. I'm just throwing out things. Cosmo Castle is just terrible. Sorry, Susanna. I just think it's really, it's ridiculous.
I kind of like Cosmo
Castle. I think it's, I mean, it's very Richard Castle to pick that name.
It's very Richard Castle.
But I don't like it. It just reminds me of Fairly
OddParents. We'll keep working. We'll keep working.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's get into some predictions.
Yes, please.
Yes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
It's creepy.
It's kind of worked with our episode.
It totally works today. All right, Alexis.
In the mask.
So, for season 8, I feel like I said earlier, as much as I don't want Stana to be in it, I feel like she won't be in it that often, unless they decide that, what?
Just shocked.
I mean, I'm just saying if. But if they decide that, let's say she does sign on for it, I feel like this is not really a prediction, but more of a want, that I want kind of the stakes to kind of be up there with mm-hmm. the cases are not pretty on the edge. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to make it kind of like tonight.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Just turn the notch up just a tad and then we'll see from there. Because I feel like we love our monsters of the week. That's awesome. But I would really like to up our monsters to just be like those really under your skin, creepy kind of stuff, you know, with murders. But I feel like as much as I don't think they are going to have a baby, there might be hints maybe near the end of season 8 or maybe in the middle. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we are going to see, hopefully, more of Ryan and Espo in mm-hmm. season 8. Because I feel like we already got what we wanted. They're married. They're happy. We already got Castle's past finally figured out. There's really nothing else to touch on except start to give more character development to the other characters.
Yeah.
So
true.
I don't know.
I think an interesting question is what will they jump forward to mm-hmm. in season 8? Because they could jump forward and she's senator.
Yeah.
They could
totally do that.
They could jump forward and they have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And just skip the whole like. Oh,
I just don't know what
I don't think they will.
No. But I'm just trying to figure out if she does become senator, what are we gonna get out of that? Yeah. Really?
Well, actually, so if you think of a couple episodes, actually, Alexis,
Oh, dear.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Because if you think of a few episodes ago, well, it was Seamus's episode where he was following the politician, and there was a shooting at the fundraiser. I mean, we could enter a whole new level of events.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be like Scandal, where it's kind of like little things happen, and Castle doesn't really have an expertise, but he could technically throw in there a few, not crime-solving skills, but maybe like assassination attempts or something like that.
Right?
Yeah.
I think even if she's senator, she'll still fall back and help with cases because that's her gut.
Yeah, I totally agree, but at the same time, I feel like that's a really bad way to do that because that's not what her job is. Wouldn't she get in trouble for doing all these cases?
Well,
all
at
the
least
time?
At home, give her. I don't mean like go on crime scenes with them, but it would change the dynamic, right? Because it would be Espo, Ryan, and Castle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Okay, so mine's not quite a prediction, but it's more of a want kind of thing too.
Okay.
I don't think she's going to go to the Senate. I don't think she's going to go. I think. Mm-hmm. That's going to be out of the question. She's going to figure out that's not for her. She already had the whole DC thing a while back.
She did.
Didn't work out.
That's right.
Throw it away. Done. Over. She's getting her own precinct.
And
she's
going to bring Ryan and
Espo. She's
going to
bring Ryan
and
Espo.
And Lainey.
And everybody's coming with her.
And I bet you that they'll probably work together at one point.
Exactly.
Like, so, like, thank you, but I don't want it. Mm-hmm. I want Captain.
Maybe she will try it. Find out it really, really, really isn't for her, and she does miss being a detective.
Yep.
And then comes back. Yeah, and then comes back, and then, you know, hey, you did technically ace the captain exam. Let's give you your own precinct.
I think she'll like being captain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
She's meant to be captain.
Yep.
100. I don't see any predictions in the chat right now, but
do you guys feel like, I don't, so will next season, now we don't even have to think that next season's the last season, because they haven't announced that. I mean, we've been waiting so long.
Haven't.
Like, will there be season 8? Will there be season 8?
I mean, I'm hoping that they will
go on and on.
No. I totally agree. I'm hoping that they'll make it to season 10, but I feel like we're gonna run out of stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like next season or the season after is probably gonna be it.
As
yeah.
much as it would yeah. suck, but I feel mm-hmm. like
no,
eight
I agree.
Years
yeah.
is a long
eight
time.
Years is a long
you're about
time.
To hit friend status, so
yeah.
I feel like it'll be fine. I mean, it will suck because I definitely love the show. I know you guys do too, mm-hmm. and the fans. But I feel like if they have a good season 9 or maybe even just the end of season 8, let's say like halfway through, they're like, this is the last season. Oh, God. That it would be a great way to end the series, personally.
Or they're going to have to get really creative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I would really like for character development for like Ryan and Espo, because I would really like to see more of a season of those two.
Yeah.
They did hint their maniversary this time.
Their maniversary.
So cute.
It's your maniversary.
Yeah. I just think it would be really cool to finally kind of do more stuff with them and maybe find out again more of Espo's past and Ryan's past. Mm-hmm. Maybe Lainey can get back in there a little bit since she's been kind of missing. Or not to throw that out there, let's say if she does go to the Senate, new detective might be a love interest for Espo.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Espo needs a hookup.
And then Lainey gets jealous, and then we have episodes.
Drama.
I mean,
Here's the thing. This series really, really, really is about Castle and Beckett.
Yeah.
And I think that, I mean, if you just, I know it's about everybody. It's an ensemble. But even, like, at the end of his speech, right? Like, who he thinks, and it really comes down to, like, it's you and me, babe. So I think they will take it through that way.
Yeah, I highly doubt that they will ever decide to focus more on our side characters. I just feel like season 1 through season 6 was all about sexual tension between them. We wanted them to get together. They finally got together, and they're married. Mm-hmm. There's really not much more. And then they tested us this season because Castle was missing.
Yeah.
My mom said the exact same thing. My mom's a big Castle fan.
Oh.
And she said, I'm kind of disappointed now that they got married.
Yeah, a lot of
she liked that tension.
Yeah, like there's a few other moms that I know that are kind of like, oh, I'm kind of, there's no drama now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they changed it for this season because Castle was gone and their marriage was on the rocks.
They get a divorce and then they fight at work all the time.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I'm just kidding,
guys.
That
would suck.
That would be so awful.
That would be terrible.
Just kidding.
Classic.
But, yeah. I just feel like, as much as I would love it, that it would be more focused about them, I feel like we've already hit that wall.
Yeah.
We're all satisfied. Let's find something else. Just saying.
So, and some folks are just expressing the fact that they too would like to see Lainey and Espo together.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just think it'd be interesting to throw in a third, a love triangle.
Just some drama. Spice it up a bit.
Yeah, because Ryan can't really do it. He's married and has a baby. I mean, they could, but it would be really out of character for
Ryan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
And Espo, since he's really the only single one, unless he gets with, I forgot her name, our computer whiz there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They're not good for each other.
No,
so
I don't think
my own opinion.
Mine too.
But I just think it'd be really cool to throw in a new detective if she becomes captain.
Yep.
And Lainey just loses her little old mind.
will we start up again in September or October?
They said is fall. That,
fall. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna say October. Mm-hmm. That's my prediction.
Kind of remembered. October.
Good prediction.
Thanks. Good one.
Yeah, I think October would be best because they always usually do it around Halloween time.
Yeah,
I've noticed.
Well, it's kind of a bittersweet night, guys, because we got to say goodbye to all you guys out there that are listening and have joined us on the chat boards.
But we will still be on social media, and we'll still chat.
And we all have shows here, so you can't miss us.
Yeah. And you can still chat us on social media, your theories, predictions, anything you want, what you think you want to happen.
Yeah.
And let us know.
There is some Castle news over the summer, right? Because I know that there's a Castle fan event in Germany, and so some of our German fans, I believe, are going to attend.
Let us know and stuff if you're going.
We would love updates. Please keep the conversation going.
Yes. And obviously I don't know if these guys have other things because they're taking a vacation, but still, I would like to know what all the actors are up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Seamus is drinking in Mexico. Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And Nathan's working with Alan Tudyk on their con man show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's that too.
All right, Alexis, sign off and let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Okay, I can do this.
Don't cry.
So you can find me all over the interwebs again, where Alexis Torres is our sold at atorres890. You can also find me here for Undateable. The 100 should be coming back also in fall. You can also find me at our sister network, BlackHollywoodLive.com for Geek Nerd Tech if you want to hear about video game news, nerdy news, and all that good stuff. I'm also doing my vlog every week, giving out giveaways and a couple other things as well, so tune in.
All right, Alexis Torres, all nerd all the time.
All nerd all the time.
I'm bringing you straight nerd talk all the time. Hey, guys. Hey, it's just been so much fun. I love getting Twitter notes from you. Some of you guys I know personally. Like, I, you know.
Like, seriously.
I talk to you like, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, Monica. People are sending me pictures of their dogs and their cakes. And so I love you guys. At J2 Snyder on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll see you in the fall.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching this season with us. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Periscope, all the above, pretty much everywhere at Heather Joy Smith.
Just follow her all the time.
Yeah, just stalk her. Stalk me all the time. I really don't mind.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, so much. Guys.
Have a great summer.
Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.